السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International on this beautiful Monday morning, the 16th of December 2024, corresponding with the 14th of Jumadul Akhira, 1446. يا ربي لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوفعوا عهده الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: الحمد لله الذي وهب لي على الكبر إسماعيل وإسحاق إن ربي لسميع الدعاء. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته, Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to you on this beautiful Monday morning, Hazrat Mufti Sahab. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Aapa with Aafiyat. Allah Ta'ala take great work of deen from you. And may the Ummah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Salatu Wasalam benefit from the beautiful nasihat rendered every morning. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 14th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446. O esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, look outside of your window and you will see the full moon. You will see the full circle, Qudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. In our Arabic language, this is called Laylatul Badr, Chodwi Raat ki Chant. Just look outside. Last night after Isha, I was admiring the full moon and we say, Subhanallah, Allah, only you can do that. at. The whole world can try, but no one will ever come right, because you are the only Khaliq and Creator. And we say Jazakallahu Khairan to our Maulana Salim Kareem Appa, and to our brother Junaid Khan, and to our brother Zakaria. Jazakumullahu Khairan for helping us on this journey to educate this Ummah. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 40, Surah Mu'min, Surah Ghafir, and verses 67 and 68. Again, Almighty Allah is showing us the different stages and phases a human being goes through before he or she is born. And go to chapter 23 and verses 12, 13, 14, 15, the beginning of the 18th Subara, the 18th Juz. One day Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala who held an emergency meeting, and what was on the agenda? Mata Laylatul Qadri, when is Laylatul Qadr? The senior Sahaba were invited and companions of the Master alayhi salam, and a youngster 16, 17 years old, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, also was invited. Some Sahaba even objected and said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, what is this youngster doing here? We have children, grandchildren his age. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala no kept quiet. He asked every one of the Sahaba, what do you say? When is Laylatul Qadr? So they all expressed their opinions. And then last, finally, he asked him, Ma ra'yuka ya fata? O youngster, what is your opinion? He said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, we all agree, taharraw Laylatul Qadri fi ashri awakhir min Ramadan, that look and search for Laylatul Qadr in the odd nights of the last 10 nights. So I say, in the last 10 nights, it is the 7th night, meaning the 27th night. You can't be making a claim in the presence of senior Sahaba, Amirul Mu'mineen, without corroborating, substantiating it with evidence. Manid da'a shay'an fa alayhi dalil. Whoever claims something, you have to support it and corroborate it and substantiate it with evidence. So look at his evidence. He says, I looked in the heavens, Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawat, 7 heavens. I looked in the land and sand, wa min al-ardi mithlahun, 7. I looked at the type of food Allah speaks for human beings, fambatna fiha habban wa inaban wa qadba. If me and you count it, we will see it's 8. But the last one there, Abba, is the fodder for the animals. For human consumption is 7. And we perform the tawaf, we go around the Baytullah 7 rounds. Safa Marwa 7. O human being, look at your own creation. Tatawwurul insan, tatweerul insan. How does human being go through different stages? Walaqad khalaqnal insana min sulalatin min tin. Chapter number 23. Verses number 12, 13, 14, and it carries on. 7 stages Almighty Allah has mentioned. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was smiling. The Sahaba were just looking at admiration and astonishment. Look at this youngster. How he is teaching us a lesson. After all, he was Bahrul Ulum, the ocean of knowledge. He was Tarjumanul Quran, one of the greatest commentators of the noble Quran. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma passes away in the year 68 in Ta'if, and Muhammad bin Hanafiya, the son of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, who was a Tabi'i successor, performs his Salatul Janazah. So this are Sahaba. What great legacy they left behind. So Almighty Allah is informing us about ourselves. Huwa alladhi khalaqakum min turab. Chapter number 40 and verse number 67. He Almighty Allah created you, O human being. So Almighty Allah is the exclusive Khaliq and Creator. Human beings and scientists, professors, doctors, put wherever you want to. لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. Never can they even create today, tomorrow, in the future, a single fly, even if they all come together for that purpose and objective. And this is enshrined find in the noble Quran, chapter 22, Surah Al-Hajj, and remember verse 73. So what is Almighty Allah telling us? Khaliq means to create something from nothing and to let ensoulment take place. So you put life into that. Who can do that? Till today they don't even know what is the ruh, the soul and the spirit. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن تُرَابٍ Almighty Allah created you from the sand and dust and clay. So this refers to our spiritual father, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. And then the progeny of Adam and Eve, how did they multiply? ثُمَّ مِن نُطْفَةٍ Then from the semen and sperm, husband wife came together. And then the sperm semen was then going in from the man, the male to the female, and then with the decree of Almighty Allah she conceived. She became pregnant, and after 8-9 months she gave birth. Look at the stages. So first the semen and sperm for me and you. Nabi Adam alayhi salam was a dust and sand. Thumma min alaqa, and then that congealed blood, that blood that was hanging on, remember that, that clot of blood. Thumma yukhrijukum tifla, and then you are born as a small little baby. ثُمَّ لِتَبْلُغُوا أَشُدَّكُمْ You see, ثُمَّ Allah is taking you through the tarteeb and the sequence, the chronological table of your growth and your stages and phases in life. ثُمَّ Subsequently, thereafter, لِتَبْلُغُوا أَشُدَّكُمْ You reach the prime of your life, 33 years old. ثُمَّ لِتَكُونُوا شُيُوخًا And then you become the old person like me now, 60, 70, 80, 90. So now you are a sheikh. You see what happened to the moon. The moon reaches pinnacle tonight, the 14th night, shining in its glory. That was the waxing of the moon. And now it's the waning. It will decrease, decrease, decrease. So me and you will get weaker, 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 till we expire and death overtakes us. وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُتَوَفَّى مِنْ قَبْلِ And some of you, death will overtake you, مِنْ قَبْلُ, even before. You won't even reach 20, 30, 40. When you're 5, 10 years old, you pass away. وَلِتَبْلُغُوا أَجَلًا مُسَمَّى And you have reached the appointed time, the time which Almighty Allah has designated for the human being. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ So that you understand and use your intelligence and intellect, your aql, which Almighty Allah has conferred and blessed you with. But we can't be using our so-called intelligence, aql, against revelation. Always remember this. When there's a conflict between aql and naql, between revelation and reason, then always revelation must be given preference. Who is Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla? Huwa alladhi, He Almighty Allah exclusively, yuhyi wa yumit, He gives life. The lady goes the full term, 9 months, what's supposed to be the happiest day in her life. She gave birth, but lo and behold, it is a stillborn baby. Go ask her the devastation she goes through. Ask the husband what devastation, disappointment they go through. Who is the one who gives life? The doctor, the gynecologist, the professor? Nay, only Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Huwa alladhi yuhyi wa yumit. So many a time we hear, the lady is gone, now they are going to operate, and so forth, she's going to give birth. And then the news comes, she passed away, and the baby was in her, the fetus also passed away. So who gives life and death? He Almighty Allah alone. No creation, no human being, no other, any being can do that. Only Almighty Allah Jalla wala. فَإِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا And when he passes a verdict regarding any matter and issue, فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ He says, be, and it is immediately. He says, Almighty Allah, decimate, destroy all the jutlas and jutlis there in Israel. The rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime all finish in a split second. That is Qudratullah, the power of Almighty Allah. But Sunnatullah is Allah will show the world who the real occupiers, who the real crooks, who the real terrorists, who are the real haramis, murdering and killing innocent babies, children and civilians. And that is Sunnatullah, the system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So we should remember, one is Qudratullah, the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and one is the system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Always ask Allah Jalla Wala for afia, for safety, protection, preservation of our iman, of our Islam. And tomorrow when the time of death comes, we leave this world with perfect iman and Islam. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 14th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446. Today is day number 437 of the Gaza genocide, and it is day number 1026 of the Russian invasion day in Ukraine. Alhamdulillah, we present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, and globally, and internationally. First we say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, two jutlas dead, roasted, toasted and sent to hell. We're very happy about it. Wherever jutlas die, we say a khuya jwat as a doya jwat. A good Jew is a dead Jew. So we're very happy about that. Norway says we can't be indifferent to the genocide and what's happening there in Gaza. So Israel is going to play Norway a football match. So now there will be protesters, there will be people supporting Palestine, and they will be exposing the war crimes and the war criminal Netanyahu. So they already told them. And remember that Israel is getting, remember, humiliated on every front. The Haaretz newspaper writes, the education minister and his team are not fit for the job. They are people who are crazy people. They'll corrupt our society there. Israel to expand the Golan Heights. And currently, if you know anything in the Golan Heights, there are 30 different settlements. And there are 20,000 jutlas and Jews living there illegally, according to international law. So Netanyahu and his crazy nutcases and terrorists say they want to double it up. They want to make it 40,000. Each one of them a legitimate target. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. So that is what we say. They are the biggest crooks on this earth. Where can you just go and steal the people's land, land grab, and still justify it and so forth? But because America is with them, Europe and the haramis, the whiteys are with them, they get away with murder, literally, the haramis. Some of the politicians are suggesting to Trump, and they say, we must have a U.S. rescue mission in Gaza. Our rescue team must fly in there and go and bomb Gaza and bomb this area and get the hostages out. Come, you're welcome, and we will see how many bodies Americans will be flying back in their death bag. Understand, you Americans never learn. You lost in Vietnam, you lost in Afghanistan, you're losing now in Gaza. You welcome, you haramis. You and Israel are the biggest state-sponsored terrorists, and the world is seeing you. Israel attacks Syria again. They say they're attacking their military and navy and planes, but now they're attacking the infrastructure, the roads and the water facilities and so forth. So that is their aim, murder, murder, and kill, and kill. They are a cursed nation. They murdered prophets and messengers. Therefore, Allah says they will always be punished. Till the day of Qiyamah, chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. When anybody punishes America, punishes Israel, we must be very, very happy. South Korea President Yoon, that's his name, Y-O-O-N. He has been impeached and kicked out of office. He was a crazy guy. He said that is martial law, and what a terrible mistake. So they kicked him out of office. Look at Mahmoud Abbas and Abu Mazen. So these are the Palestinian Authority. They are doing the dirty work of Israel. They raiding Jenin camp and killing some of the Palestinians. These are the real sellouts, the haramis. And that is Mahmoud Abbas. And this is, remember, Abu Mazen, they call him in the Arab world. So Israel says, you better go in there and sort these Palestinians out. Otherwise, we will not give you funding. The British are training their military, their personnel. Can you believe that? So they do all the dirty work. So therefore, we say, if you want peace in the Middle East, we have to get rid of Israel and get rid of PA. Hopeless, useless, good for nothing they are. They recognize the state of Israel. And وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلُ إِسْمَعِيلُ حَنِيَّ said, لَن نَعْتَرِفْ بِإِسْرَائِيلُ. We will never ever recognize Israel. And that's correct. Mayotte, you know, the French island, they were hit by the worst cyclone in 90 years. Hundreds of people killed. So that is Allah. He can destroy any country, anybody, anytime in a split second. Trump gets $15 million from the ABC television people for defamation. That they said one a person of theirs made allegations, could not substantiate it. So this is music to Trump's ears. And now they charged him and he has to pay. And ABC are also found guilty, $15 million. So for Trump, he will say, very good, I'm waiting for more money. Israel embassy in Ireland, in Dublin, that is to close. Why? They say that Ireland, the politicians there have become anti-Semitic. When you speak the truth, that's the only language they know. We say loudly and clearly, Israel is an apartheid regime. Israel is a terrorist regime. Israel is guilty of genocide, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity, and a bunch of war criminals. So who can stop us from speaking the truth? Nobody. Besides Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. So people today are very uncomfortable with the truth. So the Irish did a good job and they humiliated Israel on the international arena. 38 people killed in Sudan. Another terrible story there. The drones are flying in America from different directions. They don't know what is really happening. They're in Massachusetts, in Logan Airport. So they said, no, they are flying in, but they're not causing harm. But remember, just now somebody puts one drone right in the airport there, and it crashes with the plane or something. Then they will say the Muslims did it, you see. They have a nice bogeyman, and that is Muslims and so forth. The Saudi Minister of Defense is there in Amman, in Jordan, and he met King Abdullah. All puppets, these guys. Good for nothing, you must remember. Saudi Arabia has millions and billions of arms and ammunition. They can't use $1 of it against Israel. Does King Abdullah, another hopeless, useless character, he enters into peace, he and his father and them. What good for the Ummah? Nothing. They're all puppets as far as we are concerned. Mauritius issues a warrant of arrest for the former governor of the central bank. He did some hanky-panky business there in the central bank and maybe stole millions and so forth. The money is irresistible for them, you know. So honey is sweeter, money is sweeter than honey for them and so forth. Let's give you some South African news. The Gauteng Health, so they forfeited 250 million rand for cancer treatment. Can you believe that? They were given the sum of 250 million rand for people who are suffering from cancer. They didn't use it, and they tell you that they're running a good system. The Minister of Health and his people should be fired immediately. But what do you expect? From the top, there's corruption. Pala Pala and so forth. 77 ministers and deputy ministers in South Africa. Half of them, three-quarters of them, bunch of jokers and good for nothing. Gauteng responsible for a large large amount of fatalities during the Sali season. People are drunk, people drive recklessly, and then so many people die. So yeah, in Gauteng, remember, that is the big problem it's showing, and obviously it's an indictment upon Gauteng and the drivers and so forth. Then this is very sad news. All you Muslims of South Africa, and especially we here in lands and Gauteng, you know where the Jami Masjid is, under the control of Mias Farm. So there, what is called Signet Terrace, they put up a new building there. Yesterday also I saw it, the McDonald's, we say that is haram. So next to it, they want to put up a casino. So yesterday I sent it out to all of you, all the groups and Telegram and so forth. Every one of you should try your level best to make some objections and so forth. How in the hell's name can we allow a casino directly opposite the masjid and the mosque and so forth? So therefore, we Muslims, we must raise big objections against the Gauteng government and whoever else are responsible. So remember, they won't do that in front of a church or synagogue, but they're testing the Muslims now. Maybe there are some anti-Muslim characters there. So, oh, they want bribery. You know how things work in South Africa and so forth. And remember, today will be the last day for the dry weekend. So, inshallah, we pray to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that the water will start flowing properly today sometime early morning or afternoon, inshallah Al-Aziz. Programs for today, Monday, inshallah, 8:30 to 9, Mona Khalid Yaqub is hosting the program. Mozaid Khan is on leave. He'll start 1st January 2025, inshallah. So we will be discussing the latest developments there in Syria and surroundings, inshallah. 8:30 to 9 this morning, 1 to 2 will be tafsir of the Noble Quran, and inshallah, 2 to 2:30 we will discuss our trip to Balfour. So wonderful trip we had there, mashallah, with Brother Ahmed Abdi and myself. And then that is 2 to 2:30, then 8 to 9, 10 tonight, inshallah, will be the live Q&A, inshallah Al-Aziz, on Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Al-Jama'ah. Jee Ma Salim Kareem, we have exactly 20 minutes, so let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, is Noha a good name to keep for a girl?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When we study the Noble Quran, we find that Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, his name isme grami is mentioned, you must remember that, 43 times in the Noble Quran. Chapter 71 is dedicated to Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam. So now if you have a daughter and you want to keep her name Nuha, N-U-H-A or N-U-H-A-H, so both ways you can write it, it means one who is crying, consoling people and so forth. Yes, very good name, no problem with that.
Mufti Sahab, what is the Masnoon Tariqa when a student of Hifz completes his Quran?
MashaAllah, when you are completing the Quran, yesterday somebody sent me a message. I don't know all the facts, but there was some Hifz Jalsa there in Masjid al-Hilal, and one guy came with a gunman right inside the masjid, and that Mota Hafizab was reading, you understand, the Nasheed, and then he told him to stop, and they must announce, whether he announced or the Maulana announced, that somebody must move their car. How you like that, man, bro? And he fired one shot also outside the masjid, and right inside, the whole video is gone viral and so forth. Allah Jalla Wala protect us, remember, protect our masajid and so forth. That guy's huzo may be broke, you know, and this type of things. So it's a serious thing. This was not a joke or something. Sometimes we wonder, you know, how people can do this type of things, but anger, you know. Allah protect us, protect, give the hidayah to the brother also. He should at least apologize to doing all these type of things, yeah. So speaking about Hifz, so that came in my mind now. So you asked the brothers who were there at Masjid al-Hilal, and I don't know, was it Sunday or Saturday, but I saw it last night, somebody sent it to me. Allah protect Masjidul Aqsa, the Haramain Sharifain, and all our masajid throughout the world. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Your son, your daughter is completing Hifz, Masha Allahul Ar. So Subhanallah, Tabarakallah, every word we can use to praise them, we will praise them. And remember that when you come to chapter 93, that is Surah Wadduha, right till Surah An-Nas, and that is the last 22 surahs. So when you complete the surah, then there are various words. The easiest you say is Allahu Akbar. I give you an example. Wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alam nashrah laka sadrak. So like that. And when you finish that, fa idha faraghta fansab wa ila rabbika farghab. Then you say Allahu Akbar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wat-tini wa-zaytun. So after every surah, you say Allahu Akbar. That is minimum. And if you want to say the whole entire dua, this is a sunnah and nabawiyah. Then read La ilaha illallah. Wallahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. La ilaha illallah. Wallahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Allama ibn Kathir rahimah, the celebrated student of Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, they both buried in the same graveyard in Syria, Maqabir al-Sufiyya. One side is Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, the other side is Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah. He, Ibn Kathir, has mentioned this in his tafsir. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi'i sahab rahimahullah has mentioned it. So do that, O Hafiz, O Hafiza. Then when you complete minal jinnati wan nas, Allah Akbar, then you can make dua immediately, or if you want, you practice on the hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Al-Hal Al-Murtahil. When you complete the Quran Sharif, then it is desirable that you start all over again. You read Surah Fatiha and you read Surah Baqarah, the first five verses. Ulaika ala hudam min rabbihim wa ulaika humul muflihun. Let's say, this is just example, the 26 Jews, the 26 Supara is your last sabak, right? I completed Quran like that on the 26th. But those days, no jalsa and all that. My own family members, nobody even knew I'm finished. Only my ustad, my colleagues and my parents knew. Nobody else knew. They knew this lighty youngsters running around, going up and down. After many months, then they realized that this guy is finished and so forth. Nevertheless, let's carry on now. So now in a case like that, you finish the 26 Supara, that's your last sabak, your last lesson. So read that page and then read the last three surahs. Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu Akbar. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, Allahu Akbar. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, Allahu Akbar. And then you make dua, or if you want, you go back to Surah Fatiha and the first five verses of Surah Baqarah. Tal ula So all these are flexible issues. Then when you make dua, Allama Nawawi rahimahullah has written in two different books of his that to make ijtima'i dua, collective dua, in the Arba'een, the 40 ahadith compilation, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu an, the Khadim Khas, the special attendant of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whenever he completed the Quran Sharif, remember he saw his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, 120 or 100, or more than 100. So all that he saw, remember that. And whoever was present would call all of them and make a dua collectively. So that is your dalil and evidence of permissibility. Second one, Allama Nawawi writes in Kitabul Azkar, 4,000 malaika minimum, they descend just to say Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. On that momentous historic occasion, remember that. So that is what we should be doing. Remember that wonderful dua, whether the Hafiz makes the dua himself or his ustad or the guest or whoever. So yes, it is something very great. And I have the Miasfam Quran here, as we call it, Miasfam Quran, the 13th line at the back. Look at it. See here, Al-Ma'adul Islami Biwaterfall. And this is Pure Box 1. The edition I have now is fourth impression, 1444-2022. If you look right at the back, this is not part of Quran. This is the dua they have there. So they have written there, Allahumma zakirni minhuma nasitu. So that is not 100% correct. You must remember, we must change that and say, Allahumma zakirni minhuma nusitu. So the noon must have a dhamma, a pesh, and the seen must have a shadda, tajdeed. And remember, you read individually, Allahumma dhakirni minhuma nusitu. Plural collectively we read, Allahumma dhakirna minhuma nusina. So inshallah, I hope Yaswam rectifies it. I told Mufti Ahmed also, when he came here for etikaf, I told him, yet the Bukhari Sharif ki riwayat hai. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Go open under the chapter of Fazailul Quran. Bi'sa ma li ahadim ay yaqul. It's very bad and horrible for a person to say, Nasitu ayata kaita wa kait, that I forgot this verse and verse, and bal nussiya, he was made to forget. So therefore, we must read everything correctly, fulfill our duty with beauty. Not a mistake is made and then we just continue for years and decades with that. We must rectify it. That is our deen of Islam. Allahumma dhakirni minhuma nussitu. Allahumma dhakirna minhuma nussina. You see the Imams of the Haram, there in Makkah Mukarram for past 10, 20, 30 years is Sudais, and the side in Medina Munawwara is Budair. So they make the Khatmul Quran dua. And it's a wonderful occasion, there's no doubt about it. And they read it 100% correctly. Allahumma dhakirna minhuma nusina. So inshallah, Allah bless you, O Hafiz, O Hafiza. If we are there, and remember you are a male, my boy completed hifz, we kiss your hand. And kiss your forehead. If you're female, then we hafizah, we will tell our wife, our daughter, our sister, that they must kiss your hand and so forth. That what an achievement. Huwa khayrun mimma yajma'un. Is better than whatever the world can give you. All the minerals and all the wealth. That is Quran Sharif. Allah congratulating you, saluting you. Momentous historic occasion. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
Mufti Saab, what is the best dua for a female who is pregnant to recite?
There are 3-4 du'as, all from Noble Quran. First du'a, chapter number 37, Surah Yasin is chapter 36. This is after Surah Yasin. And that is chapter 37, Surah Sofat, the du'a of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. In his old age, he's crying, begging Almighty Allah. Chapter 37, verse 100. Rabbi habali min as-salihin. Oh Allah, grant me pious, normal children. He was 86 years old when Sayyidah Hajara radiallahu anha, both ways you can read it. So remember, she gave birth to Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. He was 100 years old, 14 years gap, when Sayyidah Sara radiallahu Allah Anna gave birth to Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. The barakah, the blessing of that dua. Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam, second dua. He is old, his wife is old, Elisha, Elizabeth, and both of them, but they want a son. So the message and the mission must continue. So listen to the duas he makes. Chapter 21, and that is in the 17th Surah, Surah Anbiya, verse 89. Chapter 21, verse 89. Rabbi la tadharni farda. Ya Allah, don't leave me alone. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. Ya Allah, you are the best one to grant heirs. So Allah Ta'ala blessed him. Second dua, chapter 3, verse 38. This both duas on Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam's dua. So Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyibah. Ya Allah, grant me from your side such awlad, progeny and children that are pure and chaste. إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَاءِ. Verily you are the one who listens listens to the dua. Chapter 3, verse 38. The dua of the pious people. Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. O Almighty Allah, grant us such spouses and such children and progeny that the coolness of the eyes, it brings more and more joy and happiness forever. Then the greatest thing the lady who is during her gestation, her pregnancy, she fears that there will be a miscarriage. And then remember the Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer also plays with the heart and mind. You was with Sufi Sudurin Nas. So in a case like that, my sister, my daughter, my mother, read chapter 13, verse number 8. And what is that? Allahu ya'alamu ma tahmilu kullu unsa. وَمَا تَغِيدُ الْأَرْحَامُ وَمَا تَزْدَادُ. Only Almighty Allah alone knows what you are carrying. Boy, girl, twins, triplets, quadruplets. So only Almighty Allah knows. Whatever contractions, expansions are taking place. How many hair, what color the eyes, whatever it is, complexion. Everything is only exclusively known to Almighty Allah. وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ بِمِقْدَارِ. Chapter 12. Surah Yusuf. After Surah Yusuf, Surah Ra'd, chapter 13, the thunder, verse number 8. Read it abundantly, my sister, my daughter. وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ بِمِقْدَارٍ. Everything will happen on the appointed time. Give out charity daily. Read abundant istighfar. Chapter 71, verses 10, 11, 12, 13. The more istighfar you read, astaghfirullah, you the husband, wife, read astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, Rabbi min kulli dhammin wa atubu ilay, yursili sama alaykum midrara. Allah will send beneficial rain. وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِهُ وَبَنِينَ. Allah will increase the wealth. Allah will bless you with pious children. These are the worldly benefits. And then, وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Allah will bless you with the gardens of paradise in Jannah and give you the streams and the rivers and rivulets there in Jannat al-Firdaus. A win-win situation. Read it, O brother, O sister, O husband, wife. Allah Jalla Wala make easy for you. Don't forget to give charity daily. Everything will work out smooth, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, what is the general rule for a widow? A question is asked, if a woman's husband passes away and she's sitting in iddat, does she need to wear a parda if a ghair mahram visits her home?
When the husband passed away, so from day, from the time that husband passed away, you start from there, from that time, and you count 130 days, 130 days, for the expiry of the iddah, and that is enshrined in the noble Quran, Arba'at Ashurin wa Ashra. If the lady is pregnant, chapter 65, verse number 4, then remember the iddah will be the delivery of the baby. When she gives birth to the baby after 1 week, 1 month, 6 months, 8 months, وَأُولَاتُ الْأَحْمَالِ أَجَلُهُنَّ أَن يَضَعْنَ حَمْلَهُنَّ. Okay? What are the laws and regulations regarding the waiting period, the iddah? She cannot wear new clothes. She can't wear jewelry. She cannot apply henna and mehndi and dye and all these type of things. And remember, she has to stay at home and not go visit the mall or pole or whatever you. So now, if there's somebody and you know he was close to the family, but the fact remains he's ajnabi, he's not the mahram, he's not the father, he's not the brother, is not the uncle, you must remember, or so forth and so on. So in a case like that, then what happens? So yes, parda will be compulsory and she can't be alone with him. Remember that there must be a mahram with her as well. So remember, say for example, her brother is there, her son is there, and then that person comes just to offer condolences and so forth. The hadith in Tirmidhi, man azza thakla usiya burdan fil jannah. So this person was a family friend, or you know, maybe a cousin, relative, but now he's not the mahram. So he wants to offer condolences to that widow. So his intention is good. So kusiya burdan fil jannah, you will be given a shawl to wear in jannah for showing concern to this widow. But you can't be alone with her. She must have her mahram there, and her face, everything must be covered as well. So that is compulsory.
Mufti Saab, does a husband have a right to prevent his wife visiting her mother who is ill?
It depends. You must remember that in normal circumstances, we'll say no. He got no right to do that. But if the mother and them are involved in un-Islamic activities, Allah forbid, they are involved in jadu, in witchcraft and sorcery, magic and so forth, so then he has all the right to do so. Or Allah forbid, the mother has turned murtadda and she's no more a Muslim. She was a Muslim and now she chose some other faith and cult and what have you. So in case like that, it's compulsory for him to prevent her. So we should look at the circumstances and so forth. But the rule will be he should allow her to go. Looking at the circumstances, he should not break the ties and so forth between daughter and mother, especially if it is very, very serious sickness and so forth. If it is just a cough or a cold and all that, then obviously he can tell her, no, we won't go this week, next week we'll go or something. But if it's serious, then obviously he should allow her. Remember, always take your cue from these verses of the Noble Quran, chapter 47 and verses 22-23. Surah Muhammad, named after the Master, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In tawallaytum, when you have authority, and tufsidu fil ard, you cause mischief, mayhem on this earth, wa tuqatti'u arhamakum, and you sever the family ties. What are the consequences? Ulaika alladhina la'anahumullah. Those are the people Allah curses them. Fa aswammahum, makes them spiritually deaf, wa a'ama absarahum, and spiritually blind. Allah mahfazna min, Allah protect us. Keep a big heart, brother. Let your wife go and visit her mother, so we don't know what will happen in future. So use common sense, or low common sense is not so common nowadays. Last question, Mona.
Kitab, is it permissible for a father-in-law to shake hands with his son's wife when greeting each other? The father is 58 years old, and the daughter-in-law is 20.
You can shake hands with your daughter-in-law. The Quran speaks of this. Quran speaks, I am married, I have my wife, I have my mother-in-law. So Quran speaks of that. Surah 4, verse 23. So I am the mahram for my mother-in-law. So you, the father-in-law, you are the mahram for your daughter-in-law. And that is enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 24, verse 31. So, aw abaihinna, aw abai bu'ulatihinna. So in principle, it is permissible. But where there is fear, remember, of fitna and hanky-panky business, then it's haram and not permissible. What I totally discourage in this day and this age is that the father-in-law wants to embrace the daughter-in-law. Sometimes you find they want to kiss the daughter-in-law, a peck on the neck, you know that. So all this you must just abstain. Today is zamana or fitna. I even advise better you don't shake hands. Although from fatwa point of view, it will be permissible, but in this day it's better to abstain. Too many fitnas nowadays. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.